Welcome again to the sharing on the subject that is perhaps as important as any other subject we could ever discuss in Christian growth and development, and that is the subject of prayer.
Bejeng sumping dina topik anu teu eleh pentingna sareng topik-topik sanesna nu tiasa didiskusikeun dina tumuwuh sareng ngembangkeun Kristen nyaeta topik perkawis doa.
There are many things that God wants to do in us that will never happen apart from prayer.
Seueur perkawis nu Allah mikahoyong dilakukeun ku urang anu teu pernah kajantenan teu ngadoa.
We often talk about the need for the anointing of the Holy Spirit on our lives.
Urang asring nyarios perkawis kaperyogian urapan Roh Suci dina hirup urang.
The anointing is that which causes us to do things that would never happen otherwise.
Urapan nyaeta anu nyebabkeun urang ngalakukeun perkawis anu teu acan pernah kajantenan.
And the anointing comes only through prayer.
Urapan datangna ngan ngalangkungan doa.
I heard a story recently that made me laugh.
Tapi ngadangu carita anu pikasirieun.
And it had to do with receiving the anointing.
Ngeunaan nampi urapan.
It happened in the southern part of America.
Kajantenan ieu di Amerika Selatan.
Where there were two men that attended a very dry, dull church.
Di mana aya dua pamangkeut anu dongkap ka kabaktian anu ngaposeunkeun.
Nothing ever happened in their church.
Tak aya anu pernah kajantenan di gereja eta.
No one ever said amen.
Tak aya saurang oke pernah nyarios amin.
Because nothing ever happened that was exciting. And then these two men started going to a luncheon for businessmen in their community. And they began to hear people talk about what was happening in their church. This one man heard these brothers talking about how the anointing would come in their church. And they were always talking about how the anointing came upon their pastor. And this one brother thought, now what on earth is this anointing? He said, we never have anything like that in our church. So he asked these men, what is the anointing? And they were, these brothers from this church were trying to explain what the anointing was. And finally, one of these brothers said, it's almost impossible to explain it. He said, but we have a farmer in our church that lives outside of the town. And he has a special gift of explaining the ways of God. And one of these brothers said, you ought to go ask him to explain what the anointing is.
Salah seorang timarena nyarios kedahna anjeun angkat sareng nyuhunkeun anjeunna ngajelaskeun naon urapan.
So the next day he went outside of the town.
Pinten enjingna anjeunna angkat ka luar kota.
And he saw the farmer working out in the field.
Anjeunna ningali patani eta nuju ngadamel di kebon.
And he was working by his favorite cow.
Nuju ngadamel sareng sapi kadedehna.
And so he went out into the field.
Pinten anjeunna angkat ka kebon.
He went to the farmer. He said to the farmer, I understand you go to such and such a church. And he said, I understand you have the anointing there. And so he said to the farmer, can you explain to me what the anointing is? And the farmer had an interesting look on his face. And he thought for just a moment. And then he said these words. He said, do you see my cow here? He said, that's one of the best cows in the world. He said, if you can come to my cow on a very good day and milk my cow.
Bisa direk tiasa tongkap ka sapi dinten anu cerah sareng maras susuna.
You can you can get from my cow about 3 liters of milk. He said, now, that's not the anointing.
Wah, iya sanes urapan.
He said, that's just what a good cow should do on a good day.
Iya naon anu sakedahna dilakukan sapi anu sae dinten anu cerah.
And then he pointed up to a tree nearby.
Tajana anjana nunjukkeun ka tangkal caket dirinya.
He said, do you see that bluebird up in the tree?
Naon naha sadek ningali manuk biru di luhur tangkal?
He said, on a beautiful day, that bluebird sings like no bird you will ever hear.
Dina dinten anu endah manuk biru eta disada alus pisan. Sadekan pernah ngadangu manuk eta disada.
He said, but that's not the anointing.
Nah, eta sanes urapan.
He said, that's what a bluebird is supposed to do on a good day.
Dia naon anu manuk lakukeun dinten anu endah.
And then the old farmer smiled.
Patani eta imut.
And pointed back to his cow.
Nunjukkeun deui ka sapina.
And then he said this.
Ajeng anjeunna nyarios.
However, if you can get my cow here, up in that tree, singing like the bluebird, that's the anointing.
Kumaha umpami sarek ningali sapi abdi aya di luhur tangkal, disada sapertos manuk biru, eta urapan teh.
In other words, he was saying that the anointing is to do the impossible.
Ucapan sanes anjeunna nyarios yen urapan nyaeta ngalakukeun naon anu teu mungkin.
If we weren't attempting the impossible, we wouldn't need the power of God.
Umpami urang teu nyopi anu teu mungkin, urang moal meriokikeun kawasa Allah.
And if we didn't need the power of God, we wouldn't need the power of prayer.
Umpami urang teu meriokikeun kawasa Allah, urang moal meriokikeun kawasa doa.
But every time we pray, there's the possibility to receive the anointing.
Nanging tiap urang ngadoa, aya kamungkinan urang nampi urapan.
And there is the possibility of doing the impossible.
Aya kamungkinan meriyogikeun anu teu mungkin.
So my prayer in this teaching is that we will receive the anointing.
Jatan doa abdi dina pengajaran ieu nyaeta supados urang nampi urapan.
And we're talking in this lesson about the practice of prayer.
Urang nuju nyareoskeun perkawis praktek doa.
And we will be speaking about the priority of prayer.
Sareng urang bade ngabahas perkawis prioritas.
And even a plan for effective prayer.
Hiji rencana kanggo doa anu efektif.
So the lesson that I'm giving you now is very important as you relate it to the next lesson we will be bringing.
Pengajaran HD ku abdi dipasihkeun ka sareng ayeuna penting pisan waktu saterek hubungkeun sareng pengajaran salajengna anu bade dipahas.
Because in these two lessons we're talking about practical ways to develop a prayer life.
Oke, dina dua pengajaran ieu urang nuju nyarios perkawis cara-cara praktek kanggo ngembangkeun kehidupan doa.
But first I need to talk with you about the priority of prayer.
Ngawitan abdi priyogi nyarios sareng saderek perkawis prioritas doa.
What place does prayer play in my life?
Naon peran doa dina hirup abdi?
Have I really made prayer a priority in my life?
Nah, abdi leres parantos ngadamel doa janten hiji prioritas dina hirup abdi.
I think of a very sad passage of scripture in the Old Testament.
Dengemutan hiji pasal nu nyedihkeun pisan ti dawuhan Gusti dina Perjanjian Lami.
We read this passage in the book of Jeremiah.
Urang ngaos dina kitab Yeremia.
We discover this in the second chapter of the book of Jeremiah.
Urang nemukeun pasal 2 dina kitab Yeremia.
It is in verses 31 and 32.
Ayat 31 sareng 32.
God is speaking to his people.
Allah nuju nyarios ka umatna.
And he cries out to them.
Anjeunna ngagrowok ka maranehna.
O generation, he says to them.
Turan naon maneh teh, saur anjeunna ka maranehna.
Seek ye a word from the Lord.
Dengekeun timbalan Gusti.
And then in the latter part of this passage,
racingna dina bagian akhir pasal ieu,
he says these very sad words.
Anjeunna ngucapkeun kecap-kecap anu pikasedih.
He says, my people have forgotten me days without number.
Kaurna, tapi umat kami mah geus pohara lilana mepohokeun ka kami poena geus teu kaitung.
Now God is not speaking of the heathen people here.
Kedan Allah teu nyarios perkawis jalmi-jalmi nu kafir di dieu.
He is not talking about the unsaved.
Dan nyeros perkawis jalma jami nu taacan salamat.
He is talking about his people.
Dan jenang nuju nyeroskan perkawis umatna.
And he said they've forgotten me days without number.
Karena marena geus mopohokeun ka kami pohara lilana poe nanta kaitung.
Unfortunately, this is the state of many believers in the world today.
Nya pisan kayan jalmi percaya di dunya jaman ayeuna.
They've neglected the importance of meeting with Jesus every day.
Marena parantos ngalaworakeun pentingna persekutu sareng Yesus unggal dinten.
More than 20 years ago, God dealt with me deeply in my own life.
Langkung 20 tahun anu kapungkur Allah campur panangan langkung lebet dina hirup abdi.
And he called me to a prayer commitment.
Anggeta nyaur abdi kanggo komit kana doa.
That would touch every day of my life.
Anu ngajan mah hirup abdi unggal dinten.
And I'm going to share in these 2 sessions now some of what God showed me over these years.
Sipade ngabagikeun dina sesi ieu ayeuna sapaparaha naon Allah nunjukkeun ka abdi salami taun-taun ieu.
He spoke to my heart that prayer was the most important thing I would do in any day that I ever lived.
Anjeun nyaros ka abdi yen doa nya eta hal anu penting pisan anu bade dilakukeun dina dinten naon bae salami abdi hirup.
Prayer is more important even than the service that I might think is important to the Lord.
Doa ia langkung penting tibatan kebaktian anu diimutan ku abdi.
One great Bible teacher by the name of S.D. Gordon made this statement.
Saurang dosen Alkitab kakoncara namina S.D. Gordon nyatakeun kieu.
He said the real victory in all service is won first in prayer.
Kaunggulan sajati dina sadaya kebaktian dikengingkeun ngawitan dina doa.
And then he said, service is merely gathering up the results of our prayer.
Kajeng anjeunna nyarios kebaktian ngan saukur ngumpulkeun hasil tina doa urang.
If this is true, prayer is where everything begins.
Umpami leres doa nyaeta di mana segala sesuatu dikawitan.
Notice what Jesus said to his disciples. We refer to these words as from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It's in Matthew chapter 6. It's verse 33. That's Matthew 6:33. My wife has always called this her favorite verse in all the Bible. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Pentingkeun heula anu tumali jeung karajaan Allah sarta kaadilanna nu sampurna, sabab sakabeh pangabutuh maraneh kukumantena pasti dicukupan.
That is clearly referring to the priority of seeking the Lord.
Ieu jelas bisa nunjukkeun ka prioritas milari Gusti.
And I would like to share with you 3 things that will result from making prayer a priority.
Anu baris hasil tina doa anu janten prioritas.
First of all, prayer contributes to our spiritual growth.
Hiji, doa kontribusi kanggo tumuhna rohani urang.
Now what does this mean?
Naon hartina?
It means simply that if I do not pray, I do not grow.
Secara sederhana artinya umpami abdi tengah doa, abdi moal tumbuh.
Imagine a little baby being born.
Bayangkan bayi dibabarkan.
And that little baby is not nourished.
Ras dari pasien emam.
It is true that it's now a human life.
Terus yang ieu teh kahirupan manusia.
But it's never going to grow to what it could be.
Nang ieu moal kantos tumbuh janten naon anu sakedahna.
If it does not have proper nourishment.
Maminta kenging gizi anu cekap.
Just like we eat a good diet over many days, our body begins to grow.
Kami sareng urang tuang katuangan anu aya gisina, badan urang ngawitan tumuwuh.
We become healthy.
Urang janten sehat.
Because we have a proper diet.
Kumaha urang tuang sakedahna.
And spiritually speaking, we need a good spiritual diet.
Ya, secara rohani urang meriokikeun tuangan rohani anu sehat.
And we need to eat every day.
Orang priyogi tuang unggal dinten.
The only exception spiritually would be for short seasons of fasting.
Secara rohani kecuali waktu orang saum.
But if we do not eat, we will die.
Nah, umpami orang tertuang, orang bakal maut.
And so we need to eat something every day.
Orang perlu makan tuang unggal dinten.
Jesus even spoke of this.
Yesus nyaris kieu.
That man cannot live by bread alone.
Dan jalma bisa hidup ngan ku roti bae.
But by the words that come forth from the Lord.
Nah, ku kecap-kecap nu kaluar ti lambe Gusti.
So that is the first thing that a priority of prayer does.
Ieu hal nu kahiji dina prioritas doa.
It helps us grow.
Ya nulungan urang tumuwuh.
Now, I already said in an earlier lesson.
Abdi parantos nyaros dina pengajaran nu sataacana.
That my prayer does not make me more saved.
Yen doa henteu ngadamel langkung diselametkeun.
Because only the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin.
Pan kata Yesus anu nyucikeun tina dosa.
But my prayer helps me grow.
Nanging doa abdi nulungan abdi tumuwuh.
But now there's a second thing.
Ayeuna perkawis anu kadua.
Prayer contributes to my spiritual strength.
Doa kontribusi kana kekuatan rohani abdi.
Now that might seem very similar to spiritual growth.
Panginten katingalna mirip sareng tumuwuh rohani.
But there really is a difference in this expression.
Nanging aya perbentenan dina ngungkapkeunana.
Spiritual strength refers more to that day by day energy and strength I need from the Lord.
Kakuatan rohani nunjukkeun langkung tibatan energi sari dinten sareng kakuatan anu diperjogkeun ti Gusti.
Now I suppose that I could say I'm wasting a lot of time eating from day to day.
Aya pamandak yen abdi ngabuang waktu seueur kanggo tuang unggal dinten.
Therefore, I think I will eat only one time a month.
Markete imutan abdi bari sakali tuang dina sasasi.
I will not eat for 30 days.
Abdi moal tuang salami 30 dinten.
And then on one day I will eat all day.
Patengna hiji dinten tuang sari dinten.
Now we all know that would not be healthy.
Terang-terang yang eta teh teu sehat.
In fact, I couldn't do it.
Kenyataanana abdi teu ngalakukeun eta.
On many of those days I would be very weak.
Kana dinten-dinten abdi teu tuang abdi bade leuleus.
And then I would probably get sick from eating too much.
Lajeunna bakal teu damang kumaha seueur ting tuang.
The Lord knows that we need nourishment every day.
Gusti terang yang urang periyoki tuangan anu ngandung gizi unggal dinten.
Do you remember the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples?
Imut doa Yesus anu diajarkeun ka para murid.
On one part of the prayer, there's a special focus.
Dina hiji bagian doa aya hiji fokus.
That says, "Give us this day our bread for today."
Unggalna kieu, mugi abdi dinten ieu dipasian maman anu picekapeun.
That's because we need nourishment every day.
Kumaha urang meuyogikeun maman gisian unggal dinten.
And so as we pray, we receive spiritual strength for that day.
Patos urang ngadoa nampi kakiatan rohani kanggo dinten ieu.
Do you know why so many Christians are weak?
Asareuk terang kunaon seueur urang Kristen anu lemah?
Because they do not feast on God's word every day.
Umargi maranehna teu pesta dawuhan Gusti unggal dinten.
They often wait until the believers gather together perhaps on the Lord's day.
Maranehna sering pisah ngantosan ngariung sareng urang percaya dina dinten-dintena Gusti.
And then they hear the Bible being given to them.
Lajengna ngadangukeun Alkitab dipasikeun ka maranehna.
And then they wait another 7 days.
Maranehna ngantosan 7 dinten deui.
And then they eat again.
Lajengna maranehna mam deui.
But they don't do it every day.
Nanging ngalakukeunana teu unggal dinten.
And so they don't grow properly.
Maranehna teu tumuwuh kumaha samestina.
And they don't have strength for every day.
Maranehna teu gaduh kakiatan unggal dinten.
Now the third thing that we need to understand about making prayer a priority is this.
Ana perkawis anu katilu anu priyogi urang terang ngajantenkeun doa jantan hiji prioritas.
Prayer contributes to our spiritual consistency.
Doa masian kontribusi kana rohani urang sacara teras-terasan.
Now here I'm speaking about those qualities of faithfulness that help keep me stable in Jesus.
Ayeuna abdi nuju nyeros perkawis kualitas kasatian urang supados tetep stabil di lebet Yesus.
If I meet someone who's praying every day, I will meet a faithful believer.
Bami abdi tepang sareng jalmi anu ngadua unggal dinten abdi tepang sareng jalmi anu satia.
They're faithful in all they do.
Arana satia dina naon anu dimarehna lakukeun.
They're faithful in their spiritual walk.
Satia kana pernikahan.
They're faithful in their marriage. And that's what God is looking for in us. So we need to make prayer a priority in our day. We need to determine that no day is going to go by without that appointment with Jesus. I remember several times in my experience being invited to our president's office here in America.
Tapi saya beberapa kali diundang ke kantor presiden Amerika.
Because I have served for a number of years as the head of what is called America's National Prayer Committee.
Margi abdi parantos ngalayanan janten kepala komisi doa nasional Amerika.
Our president lives in a place we call the White House.
Presiden ninggina disebut Gedung Putih.
And I can remember the first time I received a telephone call from the White House.
Abdi masih imut bakos ngawitan nampi telepon di White House.
I never thought I would ever be invited into the White House to pray with our president.
Tidak pernah kado imutan bade di ulem ka White House kanggo ngadoa sareng presiden.
And we were told to travel back to our national capital in Washington, D.C.
Tapi dipasihan terang kanggo mulih ka ibu kota Washington, D.C.
And we were told to meet at a certain gate of the White House at 7:30 in the morning.
Dipasihan terang kanggo patepang di gapura White House tabuh 7:30 enjing.
And my wife was invited with me.
Bojo oge ngiring di ulam sareng abdi.
So we didn't want to miss this appointment.
Dan abdi alim kalengitan kesempatan kanggo pertemuan ieu.
So we must have gone there at 6:00 in the morning.
Dan abdi kedah angkat ka ditu tabuh genep enjing.
Maybe an hour and a half early.
Panginten satengah jam sate acanana.
We didn't want anything to keep us from that appointment.
Abdi alim aya anu ngahalangan kanggo pertemuan eta.
And then I can remember even sitting at breakfast with the President of the United States right across from me.
Abi imut tuang injing sareng presiden Amerika pas payunan abdi pisan.
And I didn't even know what to say.
Dugi ka abdi teterang kedah nyeros naon.
In fact, at one point, he turned to me.
Kanyatana anjena ngalieu ka abdi.
And he said to me,
kadang nyarios ka abdi.
So, Mr. Eastman, what do you do?
Pak Eastman, naon anu dipidamel.
And I started to speak.
Abdi ngawita nyarios.
But I didn't know he was going to talk to me.
Hang abdi terang nuju nyeros ka abdi.
So he said, what do you do?
Nyeros naon anu bapak
kamu? And I said this.
Abdi nyeros kieu.
I couldn't think of what to do.
Abdi tiasa ngimut naon anu kedah dilakukeun.
Or what to say.
Atau nepi kedah nyeros naon.
Because I never expected him to talk to me.
Margi abdi teu acan pernah ngaharepkeun anjeunna nyeros ka abdi.
I can't even remember what I said to him.
Bapak kamu teu tiasa imut naon anu bade dicarioskeun ka
dina. Because I was so embarrassed.
Margi abdi era pisan.
But I remember being there so early.
Hanya abdi imut aya di didinya langkung injing.
So I would not miss that appointment.
Ayeuna muncul imutan eta dina pikiran abdi.
And later this thought came to me.
Tapi ka abdi teu kalengitan pertemuan eta.
Our God is much more important than the president of any nation.
Gusti urang langkung penting tibatan presiden negara mana bae.
And I can go into his presence every day.
Tapi tiasa leubeut kana hadiratna unggal dinten.
And I can tell him anything.
Orang tiasa masian terang naon bae.
And I can be with the ruler of the whole universe.
Sareng abdi tiasa sasarengan pangawasa saalam dunya.
And I can be a part of his plan.
Abdi tiasa janten bagian tina rencanana.
And it's a greater appointment than any appointment we can make.
Ya pertemuan anu langkung ageng tibatan pertemuan urang.
And I knew then that I had to make that the number one priority of my life.
Sareng abdi terang yen abdi kedah ngadamel prioritas anu kahiji dina hirup abdi.
And I want to encourage you to make prayer the priority of every day you live.
Abdi hayang ngadorong sadaya kanggo ngajantenkeun doa hiji prioritas tiap dinten dina hirup saderek.
Because in our next lesson I'm going to give you different ways to pray.
Dina pangajaran sarajengna abdi masian cara-cara ngadoa.
It's a plan for prayer from the Word of God.
Kita rencana doa tina dawuhan Gusti.
But no plan will be successful if we don't make prayer a priority.
Saya rancana anu hasil umpami urang teu ngajantenkeun doa hiji prioritas.
I think of the very famous preacher from England named John Wesley.
Tapi ngimut pengkhotbah di Inggris namina John Wesley.
He helped bring revival to the whole world more than 2 centuries ago.
And
he had a brother named Charles who wrote many beautiful hymns. Now John and Charles Wesley were children in a family of 19 children.
John dan Charles nyata dina keluarga ayah 18 saudara.
Their mother's name was Susanna Wesley.
Ibuna namina Susanna Wesley.
Now I remember hearing a story about Susanna Wesley.
Tapi ingat kisah Susanna Wesley.
She made a commitment to pray 1 hour every day.
Anjana kaduh komitmen kanggo ngadoa unggal dinten sajam.
But how do you do that when you have so many children?
Angin kumaha ngalakukeun anak kaduh murangkali anu sakit useur.
And you live in a small house.
Linggih dina bumi anu alit.
But I heard this story about Susanna Wesley.
Angin abdi ngadangu kisah Susanna Wesley.
She had a great apron that she wore all the time.
Anjana kaduh selemek anu teras-terasan dianggo.
And every day at a certain time,
dinten dina waktos anu parantos ditentukeun,
even with all these children,
sareng sadaya putrana,
she would go sit in a chair.
Anjana bari calik di kursi.
And she would pull the apron up over her head.
Anjana narik telemek eta dugi ka nutupan mastakana.
So no one could see her.
Dinten teu aya saurang oge anu ningali.
She was hiding behind her apron.
Anjana nyumput dina satukangen telemek.
And when the children would see this,
waktos para putrana ningali ieu,
they would know it was time to be quiet.
Maranehna terang yen ieu waktuna jempe.
Because for the next hour, mother would be praying.
Maki salami sajam ibuna baris ngadoa.
And with that apron up over her face, she would pray for 1 hour. And she would ask God to use her children. To bless the world. And look what God did. He used one of the children to write beautiful hymns. And he used the other son to preach powerful sermons.
Mantenangangge putrana anu sanes khotbah anu luar biasa.
And I believe that was because she made prayer a priority.
Abdi percantan kumargi anjeuna ngajantenkeun doa janten hiji prioritas.
Now I've been speaking about the priority of prayer.
Abdi parantos nyarios perkawis prioritas doa.
Now I want to talk for a few minutes about the plan of prayer.
Ayeuna abdi bade ngabahas sababaraha menit perkawis rencana doa.
Or we might talk about it as the program of prayer.
Oh, pangeten aya nu nyarios janten program doa.
What do I do when I pray?
Anu abdi lakukeun waktos abdi ngadoa?
Do I have a meaningful prayer experience?
Naha abdi gaduh pengalaman doa anu aya hartina?
The psalmist spoke about the use of good words in Psalm 19, verse 14.
Pemasmur nyadoskeun perkawis ngagunakeun kecap-kecap anu sae dina Jabur 18 ayat 15.
That is Psalm 19, verse 14.
Ya Jabur 18 ayat 15.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Takur ucap abdi katus usiking sanubari sing matak kamanahku Gusti nun pangeran panyuluhan sareng panebus abdi.
Are the words of my mouth when I pray acceptable to the Lord?
Naha ucapan lambe abdi ka manah ku Gusti?
Are they meaningful?
Naon eta hartina?
Do I pray in such a way that something really can happen through my prayer?
Naha abdi ngadoa dugi ka aya kajantenan ngalangkungan doa?
There's another interesting psalm that I would like to share with you.
Ayat Jabur anu narik anu abdi bagikeun ka saderek.
It is Psalm chapter 5 verse 3.
Jabur pasal 5 ayat 4.
The psalmist is talking about coming into God's presence every day.
Anjeunna nuju nyarios perkawis sumping ka hadirat Allah unggal dinten.
He says, O Lord, my voice you will hear in the morning.
Gusti waktos injing anjeun ngadangu suanten abdi.
In the English translation, the phrase in the morning is repeated twice.
Di terjemahan bahasa Inggris kecap dina waktos injing diuihan dua kali.
Some other translations say morning by morning I will come into your presence.
Terjemahan sanes nyarios unggal injing abdi dongkap ka hadiratna.
This is speaking of doing something every day.
Ieu nyaris perkawis ngalakukeun unggal dinten.
It's morning after morning I will come to you.
Unggal injing abdi dongkap ka hadiratna.
And the old English translation says that I will direct my prayer to you.
Terjemahan Inggris kuno, abdi bade nunjukeun doa abdi ka mantenna.
It seems to suggest I will send my prayer to you.
Ingalina ieu nyarankeun yen abdi bade ngintunkeun doa abdi ka mantenna.
One great preacher in England was explaining this verse of scripture.
Orang pengkhotbah ageung di Inggris nuju ngajelaskeun ayat ieu.
And he was talking about how this translation can be misunderstood. In fact, in most languages of the world, I think this translation is very weak. Because it seems to suggest I will come into your presence and just bring my prayers to you.
Margi ieu katingalina nyarankeun yen abdi bari lebet ka hadiratna sareng nganyandak doa ka mantenna.
Or as in the English, it seems to suggest I will direct my prayer or send my prayer to you.
Tanapi sapertos dina basa Inggris katingalina nyarankeun abdi bari nunjukeun doa abdi atanapi ngintun doa ka mantenna.
This English preacher used an illustration.
Pengetahuan Inggris nyandak hiji gambaran.
He said, we might think of prayer as an archer with a bow and arrow.
Aurna, panginten urang gaduh imutan ngadoa sapertos tukang manah sareng busur sareng gundewa.
And we might think that when we pray it's like shooting a request to the Lord.
Atawa urang ngadoa sapertos nembakeun hiji pamenta ka Gusti.
But then this preacher said that's not what this verse is really saying.
Nenging ieu sanes masat ayat ieu.
Because the word that the psalmist used in the original Hebrew language says something much different.
Markeun saur pamazmur ngagunakeun basa aslina Ibrani hartosna penten.
The psalmist uses a word that describes having a set order to what we do.
Pemazmur ngagunakeun hiji kecap anu nguraikeun perkawis nyiapkeun urutan naon nu baris urang pidamel.
It is speaking about having a strategy or a plan.
Ieu nyaris perkawis hiji strategi atanapi hiji rencana.
The Hebrew word that is used here is the Hebrew word pronounced array.
Kecap Ibrani anu digunakeun di dieu nyaeta kecap Irani anu dieja array.
Because of course the Old Testament was originally written in the Hebrew language.
Tos barang tangtu perjanjian lami diserat dina bahasa Ibrani.
So it was translated into your language from the Hebrew language.
Saman pisan kecap-kecap dina bahasa Ibrani gaduh seueur hartosna anu benten dina bahasa urang.
And oftentimes words from the Hebrew language have many different meanings in our language.
Kenten ieu terjemahan kana bahasa saderek di bahasa Ibrani.
And translators try to find the best words to explain a particular word.
Para penerjemah usaha nimukeun kecap-kecap anu pangsaena kanggo ngajelaskeun hiji kecap.
This word array is most commonly translated in the Old Testament to set in order something.
Kecap array biasana mah diterjemahkeun dina perjanjian lami ngatur hiji hal.
For example, if you look in the book of Exodus, chapter 40, verse 4, you will see this word used.
Bamina sadarek ningal dina budalan 40 ayat 4, sadarek baris ningali kecap ieu.
That reference again is Exodus 40, verse 4.
Budalan 40 ayat 4.
It talks about the priests coming in to the holy place and the temple and laying a sacrifice before the Lord.
Ieu nyaris perkawis imam-imam lebet ka tempat maha suci di kemah suci.
But it doesn't just say they bring the sacrifice.
Nanging maranehna sanes ngan saukur nyanda kurban.
It says they set in order the sacrifice.
Disaurkeun maranehna nyiapkeun kurban.
Part of the sacrifice had to be placed here.
Bagian tina kurban kedah ditempatkeun di dieu.
Then part of the sacrifice had to be placed here.
Ajengna bagian tina kurban kedah ditempatkeun di dieu.
And they did it in order.
Maranehna ngalakukeun secara teratur.
They had a plan.
Maranehna gaduh rencana.
Notice a verse of scripture in the book of Judges.
Perhatikan hiji ayat dina Hakim-Hakim.
It is chapter 20.
Pasal 20.
Verse 20.
Ayat 20.
That reference again is Judges 20 verse 20.
Petunjuk ieu aya dina Hakim-Hakim pasal 20 ayat 20.
Now here the Bible talks about how the people of Israel go out to battle against a rebellious tribe.
Eroskeun kumaha urang Israel angkat kaluar bade perang ngalawan suku anu berontak.
You see, the tribe of Benjamin had committed a terrible sin.
Sadayak ningali suku Benyamin parantos ngalakukeun dosa anu pika ijideun.
So they were being judged by the rest of Israel.
Dan maranehna dihukum ku suku-suku nu sanesna.
And this verse says these words.
Ayat ieu unggalna kieu.
And the men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin.
Lajengna maju urang-urang Israel perang ngalawan suku Benyamin.
And then it says the men of Israel put themselves in array to fight against them.
Disaurkeun urang-urang Israel ngatur barisan perangna ngalawan maranehna.
The expression they put themselves in array to fight comes from the Hebrew word arak.
Tetap ngatur barisan perang dina basa Ibrani arak.
Now what does that mean?
Ena naon hartosna?
It means they had a plan or a strategy for battle.
Eta hartosna maranehna gaduh rencana atanapi strategi pertempuran.
Now I ask you a question.
Ena abdi bade naros ka sadere.
Do you have a plan for prayer?
Nah, sadere gaduh hiji rencana kanggo doa.
Remember, that is what the psalmist said.
Emot, ia diteruskan ku pemazmur.
In Psalm chapter 5, verse 3.
Dina Jabur pasal 5, ayat 4.
He said, every day or morning by morning, I will come to you.
Nyaros unggal injing atau napi injing dugi ka injing abdi bade dongkap kepayunan hadirat manungsa.
And I will set my prayer before you in order.
Abdi bade nyiapkan doa abdi di payunan nana.
That is really what that verse means. It is saying, I will have a plan for prayer. Now that does not mean that the Holy Spirit cannot guide me to do different things. But it means I will have focuses to pray for so I don't miss anything. Now in our next lesson, I'm going to give you biblical ways to pray. But here I'm talking more about the importance of having that kind of a plan. And there are two things that I think are very important about having a plan for prayer. First, our prayer should be systematic. Now, systematic means to have a plan.
Sistematis artinya kaduh hiji rencana.
It means to do something methodically.
Ia artinya ngalakukeun, numutkeun metoda.
To have some kind of a method or a reason for what we do.
Kanggo ngagaduhan sababaraha jenis metode atanapi alasan kanggo naon anu abdi lakukeun.
The word systematic also can mean efficient.
Kecap sistematis oke tiasa diartikeun efisien.
Now, how can we develop a systematic plan?
Ayeuna kumaha urang tiasa ngembangkeun hiji rencana sistematis?
And why is it important to have this kind of a plan anyway?
Kunaon penting kaduan jenis rencana ieu?
Isn't prayer just prayer?
Ah, henteu doa ngan saukur doa?
Now, if you listen to my first lesson, you'll know I explained about prayer.
Pamisarek ngadangu pengajaran nungawitan, sarek peris terang, abdi parantos ngejelaskan perkais doa.
Remember how I said that prayer is not only asking God for blessings?
Imut kumaha abdi nyeros, yan doa, sanes ngan nyuhunkan berkah kagusti.
It is also commanding mountains to be moved.
Ya oke, marintahkan gunung-gunung ingkah.
It is also confiding in the Lord by hearing what He says to
us.
It is also a love relationship. So we need to understand that it's important to have a plan in prayer that brings in all of these things.
Dan tentu orang prayogi ngartos pentingna kanggo ngagaduhan rencana dina anu nyandak segala hal.
So our prayer needs to be systematic.
Dan tentu orang kedah sistematis.
Now, how can we develop that?
Kumaha urang tiasa ngembangkeunana?
Well, first of all, our prayer time should be organized.
Habitan waktos doa urang peryogi diatur.
In other words, we should have different things that we focus on.
Istilahnya urang kedah hal-hal anu benten anu urang pusatkan.
We read an interesting book, verse in the book of Jude, or the book of Job.
Urang ngaos hiji ayat anu narik dina Ayub.
In chapter 13, verse 18.
Pasal 13, ayat 18.
That's Job 13, verse 18.
Ayub 13, ayat 18.
This is where Job is suffering so much.
Itu waktu Ayub sangsara.
And he comes before the Lord with the arguments from his heart.
Panjenengan nunggap ka Gusti sareng ngungkapkeun isi hatina.
And he says, Lord, I have ordered my cause before you.
Taurna kuring geus tarapti, omongan geus diatur sabab yakin diri kuring bener.
Another way to say this is I have prepared my case that I bring before you, or my arguments.
Abdi parantos nyiapkeun perkara abdi anu dicandak ka payunan anjeun atawa nepi pamendak-mendak.
In other words, he prepared before he went into the presence of the Lord.
Anjeunna sateuacana dongkap ka payunan Gusti parantos persiapan.
So that is a part of what systematic prayer is.
Enten ieu sabagian tina doa sistematis.
Then our prayer also should be specific.
Lajengna doa urang oge kedah spesifik.
Matthew 7, verse 7 says this.
Matius 7, ayat 7, nyaros kieu.
Ask and it shall be given you.
Kudaek minta tangtu dibere.
Seek and you will find it.
Kudu nyiar tangtu manggi.
Now look at those phrases again.
Ayana tingali frasa-frasa eta deui.
Ask and it shall be given you.
Kudaek minta tangtu dibere.
I often ask this question when I'm teaching about prayer. What is the it of our praying? What is the real focus of our praying? Are we really praying specifically? I think of a very interesting example in our ministry. Our ministry has 105 offices all over the world.
Pelayanan abdi gaduh 105 kantor di salam dunia.
And these offices manage systematic evangelism to every family of a nation.
Eta kantor ngurus penginjilan sistematis ka unggal kulawarga unggal bangsa.
And our international headquarters is in America.
Sareng kantor pusatna di Amerika.
And now it's more in the central of America because we moved several years ago.
Ayeuna Langkung di Amerika Tengah, kemarga abdi pindah sababaraha taun ka Langkung.
At one time, our ministry was on the western part of the United States.
Atas pelayanan abdi di bagian Amerika Serikat, belah kulon.
And then we felt God spoke to us to sell our building and move more to the center.
Abdi ngaros. Allah nyarios ka abdi kanggo ngajual gedung eta sareng pindah ka bagian anu Langkung Tengah.
And our headquarters was in the large city of Los Angeles, California.
Sareng kantor-kantor pusat abdi di kota ageng Los Angeles, California.
But, however, before we could move to the middle part of our country, we had to sell our building.
Mabai satajan abdi ngalih ka bagian tengah negara abdi, abdi kedah ngajual gedung abdi.
But the economy of our nation was having great trouble then.
Nang ekonomi negara nuju ngalaman krisis.
And no one would buy any buildings.
Kaya saurang oge anu meser gedung.
And we lived in a certain part of Los Angeles.
Abdi tinggi di bagian di Los Angeles.
And our building was just a large building on a small side street.
Gedung eta bangunanna ageng nanging di jalan anu alit.
No one would ever drive by it.
Saya jalmi anu ngalangkung.
Unless they came down this small little street.
Meminta ayap ka peryogian di jalan eta.
And there were about 6 or 8 buildings on that street.
Kinten aya genep geus 8 wangunan di jalan eta.
And 5 of them also were for sale.
5 di antayusna oge bari diikal.
And all of them looked nicer than our building.
Sareng sadayana katingali langkung sae.
And all of them were for sale cheaper than our building.
Sadayana diikal langkung mirah.
And we had our building for sale for almost half a year.
Lantas setengah tahun eta gedung badi diital.
And no one ever came and even looked at our building. And we wondered, what are we going to do? Now every month, we have a full day of prayer. And I always spend that month or that day in prayer every month with others. And that particular month was the sixth month we were trying to sell our building. Now we had already planned to move about 4 months later. And we were getting very concerned. And then we had that day of prayer. And people came all day as normal. And as we started to pray in the morning, we prayed for many things for about the first 1 hour. And we were praying about God to bless us as we moved. And then all of a sudden, one of the intercessors began to pray for the selling of our building. They knew that no one had come and even looked at the building. And we were praying together. Oh, and we prayed for many things that morning. We even prayed for the nations of the world. We prayed for needs that various intercessors brought to the prayer room. But then all of a sudden, one of the intercessors began to pray the most interesting prayer. It started off so simple. It said, "Oh God, we know that you have spoken to the leaders of this ministry, and you are calling them to move, but they must sell their building. And there are many buildings for sale here. And they all look better than this building. And they're being sold for a cheaper amount of money. Because everyone's trying to sell their buildings. But there's problems in the economy. Now this intercessor was praying this. And then the intercessor said the most interesting thing. His prayer began to change. He said, "Oh Lord, we know that you know who will buy this building." Now I'm sure you can agree that God would know that.
He said,
"God, you know who's going to buy this building." And then he prayed the most interesting thing. He said, "God, I believe whoever is going to buy this building is near here right now looking for building." Now how could the intercessor know that? And then he said, "Lord, I believe you can look down from heaven and see that person right now." And then the most amazing thing happened. This is what I mean by specific prayer. This is bold prayer. Then the intercessor said this. "I believe who's ever looking for that building is near our building right now." And he doesn't even know we're here. And then the intercessor did the strangest thing. He changed his prayer. And he said this. "Whoever you are and wherever you are, we know you're near this building." He's now not talking to God. He's talking to some person. He says, "Wherever you are, I command you to come now to this building." And the minute this intercessor said that, I looked at my watch. He said, "I command you to come now." Now is a very powerful word. Now means now.
Ayuna maksudna nya ayuna.
And then the intercessor said more.
Doa tanya Rios deui.
Shall I command you to come now?
Dimarintahkeun anjeun kanggo datang ayeuna.
Not tomorrow.
Sanes enjing.
Not next week.
Sanes minggu payun.
But now.
Hayang ayeuna.
And I looked at my watch again.
Abi ningali arloji deui.
And I thought this is a very strange prayer.
Mutan abi ieu doa anu aneh.
Just then the intercessor next to me.
Atos harita pendoa safat anu aya di gigireun.
Who has worked on our staff for 30 years. Atos
ngadamel janten staff salami 30 taun.
Stood up.
Adek.
And left the room.
Ajeng nungantunkeun rohangan.
Because she had been praying for a long time.
Pamarki parantos lami ngadoa.
And she was going back to her desk.
Anjeunna uih ka bangkuna.
Now everyone in the room was very quiet.
Dina tiap jalmi dina rohangan cempe.
We didn't know how to pray.
Abdi terang kumaha ngadoa.
We didn't even know if we were saying amen.
Bahkan abdi terang naha abdi nyaros amin.
Most people were saying amen, maybe.
Saeurna nyaros amin panginten.
I mean, they didn't know what to say.
Maksud abdi marenan teterang naon
kedah
dicaroskeun.
I don't even remember who prayed next.
Tapi teu emot giliran sa deui anu ngadoa.
But only 2 minutes passed.
Aing 2 menit salajengna.
And my head was bowed.
Abdi tungkul.
And everyone was quiet.
Tadayana caricing.
And the door opened again.
Pantu ngabuka deui.
And I did not look up.
Abdi teu ningali ka ditu.
But I felt a tap on my shoulder.
Aing abdi ngaraos aya nu nepak pundak.
And then I looked up.
Hadang abdi ngareret.
And it was the same lady who had left a couple of minutes before.
Eta eta anu sami anu angkat sabaraha menit sateuacanna.
And she said to me, Brother Dick,
nyeros ka abdi saderek Dick,
this may only be a coincidence.
Ya panginten ngan kaleresan.
But I walked by the front door.
Nanging abdi mapah ka payun panto.
And there was an old man there.
Ya saurang pamegat nu parantos sepuh.
With 2 younger children.
Parang 2 putrana anu anom keneh.
And they were maybe about 25 or 30 years of age, the young children.
Siswana kinten-kinten 25 tanapi 30 tahun.
And she said, Brother Dick.
Anjeuna nyarios, saderek Dick.
He just walked in the door.
Anjeuna mapah ngalangkungan panto.
And he said to the lady, our receptionist at the front of the door.
Anjeuna nyarios ka istri resepsionis abdi di payunan kantor.
Said we were just driving around the area.
Abdi nembe nguriling di daerah ieu.
We come from another city.
Dilongkap di kota sanes.
And we're trying to move our business.
Abi nuju usaha ngalihkeun usaha abdi.
And we just felt led to drive down this little street.
Abi ngaras dipimpin kanggo lebet ka jalan alit ieu.
And we saw your building.
Abi ningali gedung saderek.
And we would like to see it.
Abi bade ningali.
And I can tell you the end of the story.
Kitos nyaros ka saderek akhir cerita ieu.
They were the only ones that ever came.
Maranehna anu datang.
And they bought the building.
Maranehna meser gedung eta.
And the best part is this.
Bagian pangsaena nya eta.
They came now.
Maranehna datang ayeuna.
You see, that is specific prayer. Now I'm going to end this session and encourage you to be a part of the next session when I talk about how we can have complete prayer, a plan of prayer that touches every day we live. So don't miss the next session.